Thank you, Rick. Good morning, Municipal Association.
Good morning.
It is so good to see a packed room for the 2023 annual meeting. We appreciate your support. We have a fantastic agenda for you today. Great programming today and tomorrow. Just a little note, I'm going to take some particular powers as executive director. I'm going to add bomb disarmament at 101 at 4 o'clock today. We'll find out which room that's going to be in. We'll let you know. So we'll add that to the agenda. That surprised me. But we've already had a great day yesterday. As Rick mentioned, we had our first annual small city summit for cities with a population of less than 3,000. This was a great day because our smallest cities sometimes face the biggest obstacles. They have problems with resources, staffing. And if we want to make sure that all of our cities thrive, then we're paying special attention to help these cities. And our field service manager, Charlie Barano, sent out a tweet yesterday as we started, and this really drove it home to me, as I had not thought about it this way. Did you know that almost 70% of our 271 cities have a population of less than 3,000? So I'm excited about what the future holds for this. If you attended this, please let us know how we can make this better in the future. If you didn't attend, please be ready for next year because it's only going to get bigger and better. We had two great pre-conference sessions yesterday, one on civility. I've heard just fantastic feedback from the people who attended that. And then we had the tour of Greenville. And let me just say, Mayor Wyatt, kudos to you and the City Council of Greenville, the staff, the citizens of Greenville. What an amenity. What a great addition to your city. And I think the part that I really like that I wanted to compliment you on, we were last here in Greenville in 2019 for our annual meeting. I remember you standing up here talking about the plans for Unity Park. We're here a few short years later, and it's done. I know you're going to add some other stuff to it, but it's open for business. So kudos to y'all for having a vision, but seeing that vision through. Speaking of unity, I want to also draw your attention. I know it was mentioned, we have a unity board outside, and it asked the question, how can you bring unity and civility to your cities and towns? And what we're asking you to do is just put ideas on a post-it note and post it on that board, but use it as a picture backdrop to post pictures on social media. I can't think of a better topic as a background for anybody's picture than unity. For our OCD staff, if you would put the right color on the right letter. It has been a wonderful time to get together. And as Rick mentioned, we do have some work ahead of us. And let me just take a minute of personal, just a time for me to say, Rick, thank you for your leadership over the past year. It's been great working with you. As y'all know, Rick owns a dry cleaning business, so when he said alterations instead of altercations in his speech earlier, that's you just have to... And to Triple B, Mayor Barbara Blaine Bellamy, and I call her that as a term of affection, and she's a good sport and lets me. Barbara came on the executive committee about the time I was coming on as executive director. And Barbara Blaine Bellamy is a lot to say for a slow-talking Southern boy. So I started calling her Triple B, and it's a term of affection. But Barbara, we look forward to your year of leadership and of the association. And just your compassion and love for people, we look forward to seeing what you lead the association in next year. But as Rick mentioned, we do have some work to do. And as an association, this speech is going to sound a little bit like my hometown Legislative Action Day speeches because this is a call to action. In what may be the biggest act of preemption since I've been with the association, the short-term rental bill, is trying to challenge your ability to regulate short-term rentals. There are some in Columbia who don't believe that our cities and towns should regulate short-term rentals at all. There are some in Columbia who think a one-size-fits-all law for the entire state is the answer. Well, we all know that short-term rental answer for Edisto Beach or Folly Beach or Charleston is probably not the solution for Greenwood or Simpsonville. We have to maintain the ability for all of you to make that local decision. You are the folks that see your constituents in the school line, at church, at the grocery store. You have the finger on the pulse. So my call to action today for you is twofold. One, when we leave the conference, or you don't even have to do it, wait till you leave. I'd prefer you not do it right now. Contact your delegation. Let them know now, ahead of the session, that this power needs to remain at the city and municipal level. The second call to action is that I'm calling for our largest crowd ever at Hometown Legislative Action Day in February. If you've never been to that, that is when we show up in mass and we remind those folks in Columbia that we are the level of government closest to the people. We need to show up. Many of you have already testified in front of committee hearings. I know we're going to have more because this is the second year of a two-year session. We are going to need your help. And before some of you may be saying, we don't have short-term rentals, go out and search the internet. You may be surprised. VRBO, Airbnb, you probably have one or two. Even our smallest towns and cities probably have a handful. And you may be surprised. So that is our call to action for short-term rentals. Rick also mentioned civility, but that was part of a strategic plan that our board did in 2020 in Spartanburg. As a part of that strategic plan, economic development was one of our largest initiatives. This week, we're having a great annual meeting, and we're celebrating civility, which was a part of our strategic plan. But as economic development, I'm happy to say, Jenny Bullware is in the back, we are celebrating 40 years of Main Street, South Carolina. How many Main Street communities do we have in the audience? All right. Main Street is a program that builds up our downtowns. And our downtowns are the heart and soul and consciousness of our cities. It's pure economic development. Our board actually provided additional resources to Main Street. So y'all know Jenny Bullware. She's run that program and done an excellent job for years. Now we've added a second person. Jonathan Eyrick is on our staff just a few weeks ago. And so now we've doubled the resources, thanks to our board, to help our cities and towns with economic development. As a part of that, last year in Charleston, you heard me talk about an initiative called We Shop SC. This is a program that is now live. We have a website, weshopsc.com. If you have mom and pop businesses in your city, if you own a business, if you know people who own a business, tell the folks about WeShopSC because it provides small businesses the opportunity to have a presence online at a very small cost. But what it also does is it does not leave them out there alone. They're in a community. You can go to this website and you can type in Aiken and it'll show all the businesses in Aiken. But what it also does is lets you search by product. So with one transaction, you could buy a quilt from someone in North Augusta, and you could buy a jar of honey from somebody in Conway and check out with one transaction. And all of that, if that is shipped directly to you with one transaction. So I highly recommend that you encourage people to check out WeShop SC. In closing, we've mentioned civility. I ask you to continue to push that in your cities and towns. I was having a conversation with Mayor Tecklenburg from Charleston just yesterday. I read an article this week that said the percentage of people on both sides of the aisle who believe that political violence is justified in some cases has risen over the past year. This is not the political discourse we want to leave behind for the next generation. We had a packed house yesterday for about raising up future leaders. Is that what we want to leave behind for future leaders? I ask you to embrace this. We've talked about the other states that have done it. We've got Virginia, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Illinois, Washington State, Georgia. Georgia has certified over 80 cities of civility in just over a year. Our partnership with the School Boards Association. But I ask you not to just adopt it. I ask you to live it. Thank you for what you do. We know it's hard. We know it's a lot of work, a lot of hours, for very little pay. As I told the folks yesterday at the Small City Summit, if you get rich doing this job, there's going to be an investigation. Seriously, thank you for what you do. We at the association, we are here to try and make your jobs easier. If there's anything that we can do to help you do your jobs, please let us know. Thank you for being here, supporting us. We're going to look for you in February to support us. But thank you again, and have a great rest of your conference.